Let me just quickly pray and then we'll just jump into what I'm going to talk about today. Our gracious God, we just ask that you bless your word to us. May it speak to us afresh and anew in ways that only you can speak into our lives. Lord, help us to understand more deeply, more fully. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Now, we're in our fourth week of our preaching series, which is the Discipleship Masterclass, actually learning from the Master, that is Jesus. And we've been looking at what Jesus has been, how he's been bringing the disciples together and kind of teaching them. We've looked at a little bit about how the early church has kind of done discipleship. And next week, we are going to be having our launch of our building a discipling culture. And here at the church, and we've got Tim Pierce, who's going to be our guest speaker for that period of time. Exciting times, great things that are happening. Today, what I would like to do is to explore with you what it means for us to teach new disciples, And I need to go back to where Paul started this series with, which is Matthew 8, 28 to 20. It's up on the screen for you. And it says this: Jesus came and told his disciples, I have given you all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples, hear that, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples, notice that word, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So the question I have for you is, what does it mean for to teach? I want you to imagine what it might mean for you to teach a disciple, to be in that process of discipling, that what it engenders. What picture does it come up for you? Does it kind of give you that kind of picture? If somebody's standing at the front and giving some teaching, is that the kind of teaching you think when you think about teaching other disciples? This is like an adult Sunday or young adult Sunday school kind of youth group kind of gathering. Is that the kind of teaching that we have? Maybe we think about teaching as in Sunday school. Glenda had our kids' message there and did a little bit of teaching of a practical kind of craft thing. But is that the kind of teaching that we're thinking about? It's really great that Chris, my youngest, is here because we actually had a time when we went to Haiti. And I'll just show you a little slightly different teaching. Marty might be more familiar with this kind of teaching. We had a privilege of going to a church just outside of Cap Haitien in Haiti, in rural areas. And their embodiment of teaching was quite different. They spent a long time praising and teaching the kids about Jesus and God, but they also taught them about a lot more about life as well. And here we've actually got, and this is a, so in this area that we're in, they actually had to truck in water just to drink. It was unsafe to drink the water. And so that people would get very sick because of that. And so they're teaching here practical life skills. So it's not just, it's more about how you live life successfully. So they're actually teaching the kids here how to wash their hands effectively. So before they eat, they're meant to do this. So it's not just even that whole notion of, I'm just going to give you some information. It's that practical nature of actually showing kids and making sure that they're safe and cared for and that the church actually has real practical things for them to be involved in. So that's kind of what I'm kind of thinking about here. What does it mean for us? When we have teaching, it's either Paul or I or somebody else out the front who's preaching from here, the pulpit. Does it mean that we go to Bible study? What does it mean for us to teach others to be disciples of Jesus and to obey the commands that I've taught you? What does it mean for us? This statement about teaching others really opens up for me two questions. First of all, what is a disciple? And secondly, can you teach somebody without first being taught yourself? two huge questions. What is a disciple? And can you teach somebody without first being taught yourself? Now, all the teachers in the room here are going, you can't teach somebody without knowing it yourself. You've got to have it. You've got to understand it yourself before you can teach it. See, discipleship, let me just tackle the first one. Disciple refers to a student. And often we will say somebody who is a follower, somebody who follows along. The student would literally follow their teacher, their rabbi. So in the time of Jesus, the disciples were the ones that followed Jesus and were students of Jesus and learnt from Jesus. Not just his words. They didn't just sit down on the side of the road and Jesus stood up the front with a little stone plinth and, you know, gave messages. They actually saw how he did it and what he did and how he practiced his life with the way he treated other people. It was very practical, hands-on. In fact, when I think of this, I think, well, is it like my university days? Is it like the education that I had back there where you'd have somebody that had special knowledge and education, were experts in their field, and they would talk at you for a while? Sounds like church, doesn't it? Well, the reality is, a disciple is much more like an apprentice. You've got somebody who is a master, who understands their craft and the whole nature of it. And what they would do is they would teach, yes, knowledge, but they would show how to actually do it. It would be that practical side of things on how you would actually do things. And so it's really useful for us to think about discipleship more in the vein of an apprenticeship. Of somebody who is teaching you rather than from in the front, close next to you. Let me say this. It's impossible to be a disciple or a follower of somebody without ending up to being like them. Let me share with you that reading from Luke's Gospel. Luke chapter 6. Verses 39 and 40. It's just a really short verse, two verses there, and it really kind of drives it home. See, the problem is, if you have not become a disciple, a follower of Jesus, you can't expect to teach other people. It is like the blind leading the blind, isn't it? And Jesus said this, you know, he gave this illustration, can one blind person lead another? Won't they surely fall into a ditch? So if you don't understand, you are not a disciple yourself, you're not living into that, what Jesus has done for you, not stepping into that and following Jesus and letting God teach you, then you're like a blind person. And he moves on and further says, students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like their teacher. And that is, in essence, what we are looking at. We're looking at discipleships. It means more people to be more like Jesus, to literally be more like Jesus in our lives. A fully trained is a combination both of understanding head knowledge and a hands-on experience. That's the whole point of being a disciple of Jesus, to actually imitate him and carry on what his ministry was, and to do that, to be his hands and feet and voice in the world here today, to show that, to do what he's done. So the question is for us, how do we do this ourselves? How do we become more like Jesus? How do we help others become more like Jesus? And I know we've had a whole preaching series just recently on Ephesians 4, and I don't want to delve into that too much, but it does highlight for us what it means to have not Jesus with us, but the followers of Jesus sharing what it means to be a disciple and discipling others. It's that process. So this is why we look at the early church, because it's a process that we can pick up and take for ourselves and share with others. And so in here, in Ephesians 4, and I'll put it on the screen for you, 4:11 to 16. Let me just quickly go through. Now, these are the gifts the church gave to the church. These are the gifts that Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors, and the, notice that, the teachers. They're there. I want to kind of say this. Sometimes within our Western Christianity, we tend to think that those who are paid, those who are trained, those who are out the front, you know, the Paul or me or, you know, others, we're the ones that do all the work. We're the ones that have had the extra training and stuff. This passage breaks it down and says, no, it's not. Yes, Paul is saying that these are the chosen people, but then he goes on and says that it's actually different to that. We are a body. We're not an academic institution where we have the experts that teach and do all of those things. We're actually the body of Christ. He goes on, their responsibility, so these are the people he's talking about, their responsibility is to what? To equip God's people to do the work. It doesn't say to do the work themselves. It's to equip God's people. That's the body of Christ. To equip them to do the work. To do the work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity of our faith and knowledge of God's Son that He will be we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. In other words, we'll become more like Jesus. Notice that? Who's doing this? The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers are there to equip the members of the church to become more like Christ. To do that for us. And that's what it means to teach others to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to share that discipleship journey. It's actually to allow people in to your life, to share them about what it means for them to come alongside with you and you to teach them. It's not always just from out the front. It's actually opening up our lives for them. And then it goes on. It says, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed or blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced by people trying to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ. Notice that. When we actually have been living this out, when we've been equipped with this, we will understand what is false teaching and we'll understand what it means to be more and more like Christ. And we actually live that out. We become more and more like Christ, who is the head of this body, the church. He makes the whole body, notice that, Paul talks about here, the body that is each and every one of us. We are the body of Christ. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly and each part does its own special work. So let me say this. If we are the body of Christ, what does it mean? We have our special work to do. It's not up here. It's out there. We have the work to do. It helps, you know, each every part does its own special work. It helps the other parts to grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and is full of love. The Apostle Paul saw the church as a community of redeemed people in which each person is actively involved in doing the work of ministry. Let me put that up on the screen for you so you can hear it. The church is a community of redeemed people. So in other words, we've been saved through the grace of Christ. We're not working for ourselves. Christ has redeemed us. But it means we are actively involved. Each person is actively involved in doing the work of ministry. It's not up to the ordained ministers. It's not up to do the work of ministry. Yes, we will do the work of ministry. It's not to say we sit back and go, we don't do anything. Yes, we will do that, but we don't leave it to us. It is the whole body that does it. We equip you to be the body of Christ. We equip you to go and do this. Let me say this. Every member of the church is a minister. Let that sink in for you for a moment, because the implications of this is huge. Every member of the church is a minister. To go and share the good news of Christ. Don't think it just purely as a theological issue. Put yourself into this passage. Are you part of the body of Christ? Are you able and willing to share the good news with others? Are you able to be a disciple and journey with others?